Content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I will share with you the On Target Disability Rights of North Carolina newsletter for March of 2018. In this issue, we have the 2018 conference, There's Something for Everyone. The next article is titled, Hashtag Hands Off My ADA, Hashtag Stop HR 620, followed by updated video on services for kids with complex needs, Tina Dick, new board member, and finally, CLEs for NC lawyers. To begin with, 2018 conference, There's Something for Everyone. Our 2018 Disability Advocacy Conference is coming up, and we have some excellent sessions planned. A theme that runs through many of our sessions this year is community integration. We'll have sessions on the right of people with disabilities to live in their community rather than institutions and the programs that support community living. Our keynote speaker is an expert on the topic of community integration. Lynn Siegel guided her agency, Hope House Foundation, through its transition from running group homes to supporting people in their communities. Check out her TED Talk and videos of the clients served by the Hope House Foundation. We're also running a series of three sessions on childhood trauma, its lifelong effects, and how we can help children heal. As part of this series, you can watch the acclaimed documentary entitled Resilience, The Biology of Stress and the Science of Hope. Check out the trailer. Other sessions include guardianship reform in North Carolina, Medicaid topics including reform, EPSDT basics, and appeals, changes in special education, working with vocational rehabilitation, and parental rights for people with disabilities, just to name a few. You can see the entire list of sessions and register for the conference on our website, which is www.disabilityrightsnc.org, and also several of those links that I mentioned are on that website as well, and that was www.disabilityrightsnc.org. Our conference has been endorsed by the National Association of Social Workers North Carolina Chapter, and the North Carolina State Bar has it approved for up to 5 CLE credits for lawyers licensed in North Carolina. Hashtag hands off my ADA, hashtag stop HR 620. And the award for most misleading title goes to the ADA Education and Reform Act. This bill, also known as HR 620, would remove incentives for businesses to make their spaces accessible to people with disabilities. They would no longer face any immediate consequences for architectural barriers that violate the ADA. Instead, a person with a disability would have to provide the business with a legal notice detailing how the business violated the law. Then the business would get 4 months or more to fix the problem. And even then, the business would not have to provide access. It would only have to make progress. The current ADA has been law for almost 28 years. Businesses don't need another 4 months to comply while continuing to deprive people with disabilities of their rights. HR 620 would take the teeth out of much of the ADA. The bill passed the U.S. House last month. Now it is up to the Senate to protect the power of the ADA. Learn more about HR 620 from the National Disability Rights Network and the Consortium for Citizens with Disabilities. And next, updated video on services for kids with complex needs. We have an updated video for you on services with for children with complex behavioral health needs, and that is again on the website at www.disabilityrightsnc.org. The article continues to say, in 2016, we reached a settlement with the state regarding services for children diagnosed with an intellectual or developmental disability and a mental health disorder. As part of the settlement agreement, the state promised to make services and supports available. This updated version of the video has new information on the availability of NC START, the state's Community Crisis Intervention Program. If you are an educator or a social worker and want to learn about how these services may benefit the children you work with, read our article on ednc.org about the settlement. And again, that was ednc.org. Tina Dick, new board member. Tina is a North Carolina native and currently resides in Hope Mills. She has worked at Legal Aid of North Carolina for more than two decades. As a litigation paralegal, she works with clients in areas of disability and public benefits. In addition, as a certified navigator, she provides consumers with enrollment and post-enrollment assistance regarding affordable health care matters. Tina also served as a judge and chief judge on the administrative court of the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina and later served as a justice on the tribe's Supreme Court. Tina understands the needs of persons with disabilities on a personal level. She has survived cancer on two separate occasions and also manages a rare lung condition. She is a true advocate for ensuring equal justice for all and is extremely excited to serve on the Board of Directors of Disability Rights, North Carolina. And finally, CLEs for lawyers licensed in North Carolina. We offer two options for lawyers licensed in North Carolina to receive CLE credit while learning about the issues that people with disabilities face every day. The NC State Bar approved our 2018 Disability Advocacy Conference for up to 5 hours of CLE credit, including 1 hour certified for SAMH credit. The registration fee of $185 includes all materials, breakfast and lunch, and payment of your CLE fees. See the full agenda for April 19, 2018 conference and register here. In addition, we offer an on-demand video, Clients with Disabilities, Ethical Considerations. This one-hour video answers questions like, what do attorneys need to consider when representing a client who may have diminished capacity? And how do you identify if this is an issue, and if so, what are your responsibilities to those clients? Viewers also will explore other ethical issues, including how to preserve attorney-client privilege, how to best communicate with clients with diminished capacity, and dealing with conflicts. The NC State Bar approved this for 1 hour of Ethics Professionalism CLE credit. Only $37, which includes payment of your CLE fees. And you can purchase the on-demand CLE on the website. We plan to offer more on-demand videos later this year. This concludes today's episode of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. If you have any questions about the articles that I've read today, you can check out the website at www.disabilityrightsnc.org. And a lot of the content that I commented was on the website, including a lot of the registrations for the conference, the videos, obviously, and also links to some of the other resources available, such as ednc.org. There are links to those on www.disabilityrightsnc.org as well for you. You also can call 877-235-4210, or if you're local, 919-856-2195. We hope you've enjoyed this. I'm Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. And again, that was 919-832-5138. Thank you.